Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is experiencing its worst diphtheria outbreak in decades, with more than 230 cases of the disease reported this year across Northern Territory, Western Australia, Queensland and South Australia. Professor of Infectious Diseases and Global Health at the University of Sydney, Miru Scheel, says it's a considerable spike in infections.
Historical data suggests that, between 1999 and 2010, there was only one reported case of diphtheria. But then we saw a little bit of an increase between 2011 and 2019. There were about 45 cases of diphtheria, but of course now we're experiencing an outbreak.
Diphtheria is a potentially fatal bacterial infection that can affect the nose, throat, airways or skin. There are two types of the disease, cutaneous diphtheria, which attacks the skin, and respiratory diphtheria, which attacks the lungs and throat, and the current outbreak is a mixture of both. Professor Scheel says respiratory diphtheria is the more severe of the two and can be fatal.
Respiratory diphtheria, the most common symptoms are like fever and sore throat, tiredness and malaise or fatigue, as we say, loss of appetite. But one of the challenges that happens is when this toxin attacks your cells, you develop this greyish white membrane in your throat and tonsils that can then obstruct the airways, which is what then leads to these serious symptoms of difficulty in swallowing and breathing and neck swelling.
She says the disease can also cause life-threatening complications, including heart and nerve damage. It spreads quickly through respiratory droplets from coughing or sneezing or by touching infected lesions. But the Australian Medical Association says routine vaccinations are highly effective in providing protection against the preventable disease. AMA Vice President Julian Raitt says the recent outbreak is in part due to declining vaccination rates across the country, with childhood coverage at 24 months falling below 90% in 2024 for the first time since 2016.
If we have vaccination rates around 95% or so, it's very unlikely that these sorts of historical type infections can spread. But unfortunately, with the vaccination rates dropping below 90%, particularly in young children, there is obviously been this opportunity for the diphtheria bacteria in particular to re-emerge and spread in the community.
Multiple doses and booster doses are also needed to sustain immunity, with adults advised to receive a booster dose every 10 years, and where there is higher risk, such as in remote Aboriginal communities, every 5 years. Ms. Scheel says the current outbreak suggests boosters are also being missed, contributing to a decline in immunity.
Many of the cases have had three doses or more of the vaccine. So it's not that they're completely unvaccinated, it's just they're partially vaccinated, and that gap in immunity might also be contributing to the outbreak.
The federal government has announced a $7 million funding package to support the outbreak response and boost immunity in the Northern Territory and other impacted jurisdictions. More than 60% of the recent spike in cases have been reported in the Northern Territory and 30% in WA. The vast majority of those impacted being Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Health Minister Mark Butler says there'll be $2 million for national Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations for on-the-ground public health support, and $5 million to send extra doctors and nurses into hard-hit communities to help administer booster vaccines and treatment.
The latest request over the last several days has been for a surge workforce. There are sufficient doses of vaccines, I'm told, in the Territory, but the need for additional workers to get out and get the needles into the arms that need them.
Minister for Indigenous Australians Melandiri McCarthy says the support will be rolled out immediately, She's told ABC News the government is working to make sure culturally appropriate information on the disease is reaching remote communities.
We know that we've got over 100 Aboriginal languages. We need to ensure that the communication is there, not misinformation. We certainly saw that through COVID, and we need to ensure that the right information is getting out to our remote and regional communities.
The Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance Northern Territory has welcomed the funding announcement. CEO Donna Archie saying in a statement that Aboriginal community-controlled health services are central to the outbreak response.
Our member services are on the front line. They're trusted, they know their communities, and they are already doing the work to get vaccines and treatment to the people who need them.
The NT government has been criticised for its limited messaging on the outbreak so far, with the NT Health Department and Health Minister yet to hold a press conference on the issue. But the Territory's Chief Health Officer, Paul Burgess, says the government is committed to working with Aboriginal health organisations to get support and information into communities.
We have a combination of remote primary health care and also Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations or health services in the Northern Territory. All of those services are part of this response. We've developed some very culturally appropriate media and health promotion materials. Vaccine logistic chains have been really strengthened. We're partnering with the Australian Centre of Disease Control and the Commonwealth to really increase vaccine supply.
Still, while the federal funding has been welcomed, experts and practitioners say the outbreak exposes significant gaps in the country's public health system. Australian Indigenous Doctors Association CEO Dr. Peter Maloof says the outbreak must be treated not only as a disease control issue, but also as an equity issue. In a statement, he says the outbreak is occurring in the context of known gaps in access to primary care, immunisation follow-up, housing, wound care, health infrastructure and culturally safe services in remote and regional communities. Medical advisor for the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, Megan Campbell, says poor quality housing is also a major issue, leaving many without access to what she calls basic health hardware.
So that means things like having consistent water supply and taps and sinks that work, having appropriate sort of heating and insulation in a house, having appropriate washing facilities as well for things like towels and bedding. So if you don't have all of those things in your house and they're not sort of readily reliable with consistent electricity and so on, then it's really hard to keep your skin clean, for instance, and to protect yourself and protect others if you've got a respiratory infection and you're sneezing and coughing and so on.
Ms. Campbell says houses have been poorly designed to support Aboriginal people who wish to live with their extended families, contributing to overcrowding. She says there are still gaps in accessibility, and support should be directed to Aboriginal community health organisations to provide flexible services, such as vaccinating people in their homes or providing pop-up clinics.
What's really important in the diphtheria outbreak is that those vaccines are provided free of charge for adults because they're not through the National Immunisation Program for most people, and that there's dedicated workforce to really support vaccine uptake and do a lot of the messaging that's required around vaccines.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Bạn có biết rằng khoảng cách và các vật cản đặc biệt phổ biến trong những ngôi nhà lớn hoặc nhà nhiều tầng có thể làm yếu tín hiệu Wi-Fi và làm chậm tốc độ Internet không? Để biết các mẹo thiết lập giúp tối ưu hóa kết nối NBN của bạn, hãy truy cập nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup. nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.